Ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
I got held up paying off that cab.
I don't know yet. Will you take charge down the kitchen? There seems to be a dangerous terrier.
Yes, sir. Certainly, sir. Where's Mrs. Poole? What's the matter? What are you looking at me like that for? Where is she? Nothing's happened to her, has it? Tell me, someone. Tell me.
Poole. Poole, come in here. Dr. Lennon, get Thomas to help you carry Nellie in, too. She's coming round now.
But tell me.
Poole, we don't know. There's been an accident. Nellie's the only one who saw.
Saw? Saw what?
They were both out in the building where Dr. Jekyll is, and I think that he came out.
Who came out? Who? Not him. Not Hyde. Oh, for pity's sake, not Hyde.
Hatchman, you mustn't cry out like that.
Let me go to her. We can't leave her alone with that fiend. Oh, Sarah.
Stop him. Stop him. Don't let him go. It isn't safe.
Come right here. You must wait. You've got to think.
Let me go. Don't you know it's my wife?
All right. We'll go together. But first we must arm ourselves. Where's the doctor keep his pistols?
In the top drawer of that cabinet over there.
Good. Well, they're gone.
Gone?
That means he's got them over there.
You mustn't go unarmed.
Armed or not, I'm going. My wife is over there in that building with that creature out of hell. I'm going to her. If it's the last thing that I ever do.
Poole, listen to me. Nellie says that she's beyond the reach of help.
She is. Beyond the reach of help. You don't mean...
Yes. Nellie, can you tell him? Take this brandy. Try to be as calm as you can. Yes, Miss Peters.
What is it, Nellie? What happened?
He opened the door just as she bent down with the tray. She never saw him. Got a glimpse of his face in the light and then he raised the stick and struck.
And it was Edward Hyde.
Yes, Edward. Hyde.
Oh, Lord, have pity on us.
We saw him out in the courtyard.
What? He'd come out of the laboratory?
Yes.
Then we'll act quickly. The man's a dangerous homicidal maniac. We've got to get him before he commits any more of his terrible crimes.
What will you do?
By rights, we should call in the police.
Oh, no, not that.
My dear, what's the matter?
Oh, don't you know what that means? It's the gallows for him.
And was there ever a man who walked this earth who more richly deserved to die in such a way?
You don't understand. You don't know what you're saying.
Helen, you'd never have pity for such a one as Hyde.
But is it only Hyde that you're condemning?
You mean Henry too?
Yes. Don't you know that there's some deep and dreadful bond between the two?
Helen,
Have you thought what might have happened to Henry too? Has he been shut away with this monster all this time and still not come to any harm?
He's all right. He's alive. I saw him not half an hour ago. He spoke to me.
Are you sure of this?
Certain. He was looking out the window as I went across the courtyard.
Then?
Well, don't you see that we must try and save him from himself?
But how? We can't let Hyde go free.
Well, he can't get out of that courtyard. It's surrounded on every side by a high stone wall. The only door into the street outside can't be opened. So how can he escape?
And what would you have us do?
Sir, if you will excuse me, I'm going out there. I can't stay here while I know my wife is lying in that place.
Very well. I'll come too. We'll arm ourselves as best we can. After all, there are two of us.
You can take some of the other men. There's Thomas and Bradshaw. And what chance would even Hyde have against four of you?
All right. Call them, Poole. Tell them to get pokers or sticks of some sort. And don't tell the other servants. Call them upstairs and tell them separately. Can you do this?
Aye, sir. I can. But if I so much as get my hands on him, I'm a God-fearing man, Dr. Lanyon. But right from the first moment I set eyes on that evil countenance, I longed to close my fingers round his throat. And now...
I know. But we have no power to take justice into our own hands like that. Edward Hyde must face a sterner judge than you or I.
For his sake and for mine, I pray I don't get near to him.
Are you ready now?
Sure. We're all ready, sir.
Poole, you got the lights?
Two lanterns, Doctor. That will be enough. It isn't really dark yet.
Come along, then. Keep together. Be ready to seize him if he's still in the courtyard. Thomas, you can open the door.
Yes, sir.
He's not out there.
No. Although he might be hidden in one of those shadows. What a dismal place this is. Always full of shadows.
Look. There's a light in the upper window. And that's his shadow. Pacing up and down. Up and down.
Yes. You're right. But is it Hyde or Dr. Jekyll?
Take a look, sir. Note the size of him.
Yes. That's a smaller, lighter man than the doctor.
It's him! It's Hyde! I've seen him too often to be mistaken.
Very well, then. Let's go into the building. I say, keep that lantern shining well ahead there.
Oh, yes, sir.
Quiet now. Poole, you'd better stay here with Thomas and let Bradshaw and me go ahead.
You mean, sir?
It might be better that way.
It's all right, sir. Don't worry, sir. I'm man enough to face what may be coming to me.
Very well, then, Poole. Follow me.
Oh, my Lord. Look at them rats. The size of rabbits. What's that up there?
It's her.
Poole, are you sure you wouldn't rather wait and let me go up the stairs to see?
No. I'll face it, sir. I'll come.
Very well. Come along.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Hold the lantern steady. Help me turn her over.
Yes, sir. Oh, Lord. Lord. Just look. Oh, Sarah. My Sarah.
Pooh, you mustn't give away like that.
Oh, Lord, it's him. Don't let him out. Whatever you do, don't let him out, for mercy's sake.
Quiet.
Who are you in there?
I'm Henry Jekyll.
Then come out. It's Lanyon here, Henry. You've got to come out of there.
I can't.
Henry, I demand to see you. You know there's been murder done out here on your very doorstep. You've got that man in there with you. You're hiding him. Have you gone mad?
Yes,
I give you fair warning. Nothing can excuse you. You must and shall come out and hand this beast over to justice. If you don't do it of your own free will, then we'll force the door.
Oh, you, for pity's sake, have mercy.
If you could look on this poor woman lying at our feet, you'll have no mercy in your heart, either for the fiend who murdered her or the man who gave him shelter. I give you one more chance.
No, no, I'll not come out.
Very well, then. We must smash the door.